guys had a pretty big dedication of new building today, huh?
We did. It's a 4,000 square foot steam addition to our Maz Museum and the Virginia B. Gardner Fine Arts Pavilion here on the campus of the University of Findlay. It's an interactive, exploratory resource center that the Condas, Joseph and Judith Conda, gave this the major gift to make this happen, along with a lot of other supporters, as well as the state of Ohio. And we're excited to have this new resource open to the public as a resource to taking science, technology, engineering, art, math, and medicine. For us here at MASA, it's taking all of those through the art found in picture books, but there will be a lot of other scientific technology kinds of explorations that will be taking place here as well.
That's what I was going to ask. It seems like a pretty unique concept. Is this, I don't know, the first of its kind, or do you guys get the idea somewhere? This seems pretty unique.
There's no other steam facility attached to a museum on a university campus in the United States. And we're very excited to be on this campus of the University of Findlay and to really serve as a resource for teachers of all sorts, children of all ages, really anyone that wants to explore and to interact with some unique forms of technology that you don't have access to on a regular basis. You come here to have that and really enable young people to go a next step in creating things that they aren't able to do in their schools or at home.
Okay, and that's kind of what I was gonna ask too. How does the combination of picture books and STEAM, how does that all mesh together, I guess?
So Brad Snead did a book on wind turbines. So we have pneumatic tubes that run through the ceiling of the space, and so we tie the pneumatic tubes together with what he's sharing in the book on wind turbines. So there's always going to be a connection back to the art and oftentimes the theme or the message being shared in a picture book for us.
Wow, that's very cool, very cool.
A lot of our book illustrators now are using technology to create their works of art for their picture books. And so the technologies that they use are shared here in this space.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. It's pretty, it's got to be feel pretty good to have something this unique here on your campus.
Exactly. We are very, very honored and blessed to have this facility created. And then for it to be here on this campus makes it even more special.
And again, it's for everybody?
Anyone and everyone.
Okay. And will are there going to be regular kind of classes or programs and stuff going on? Or?
So there will be programs for school-age children and teachers to schedule tours through the week. And then we'll have programs nights and weekends for high school, junior high, and any other group that might want to be a part.
Okay. Great. I can't think of anything else I need to... need to ask. Anything else you want to mention that I should put in the story? Or
no, I just appreciate everyone's support and looking forward to sharing this with our city and state.